You'll notice in the announcements, the scripture I'll be focusing in on today is right there, Isaiah 40:31. And so if you want to look at that while we're going through that, that would be great. You know, it's been windy the past few days here in Florida. And it was interesting as I looked up and I noticed some of the soaring birds that we have. They were even having some difficulty and I would think some fun in these challenging high winds. And you know, Florida has some beautiful soaring birds, just gorgeous. We have owls and hawks and kites. There are pelicans and gulls and ospreys. There are vultures, falcons, and even the occasional eagle flying around. And as we began to reflect last week together in Isaiah 40:31, that as we wait upon the Lord, the promises from our God that our strength will be renewed, and that we will mount up with wings like eagles. We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not faint. And that is part of God's promise to us. And it's interesting in this scripture that God uses the image of an eagle. And what he's saying to you and me is that we have been called to soar like eagles, not to stay along the ground like chickens or a bird that might be along the ground, but rather to soar like the eagle. And in there is an incredible image and an incredible invitation about how you and I are invited to live life. As you look at the Hebrew text, it shares that they shall ascend on wings like eagles toward the sun with purpose and vigor. Eagles soar high and swiftly. In fact, when storms are coming in, eagles often fly along the winds coming in from that storm in the front and just glide higher and higher and higher, not allowing the storm to overcome them or overtake them, but rather enjoying the winds from the storm and using them as lift to soar ever higher. This communicates the idea of elevation above the world and its troubles, communion with God, and nearness to his throne and safety. You know, this whole reality of soaring with God is a deep call and invitation. And the reality is that as you and I look at the history of the Christian tradition, there are different Christians, I believe, who have given us examples of soaring. As I've read Thomas A. Kempis's The Imitation of Christ, as I've read Gunyan's book, Experiencing Jesus, and different works of spirituality like this, we are reading who I believe are spiritual masters, people that have soared with Christ, who have spent time with him in private and in devotion and in scripture and in prayer. And God has invited them to soar with him, if you will, in the spirit, and to share things with you and me that are timeless. That's why we can continue to go back to works like works by Thomas A. Kempis and by Goyon and Watchman Nee and other works. And we find them, even these many centuries later, still speaking to us because God spoke to them and revealed to them some incredible and important spiritual truths about soaring. So soaring is very important for you and me. It's a call in our lives. And the call to soar with God is to be with God, to be with him in prayer, to be with him in the scripture, to abide with him and to be faithful to him. There was a person that was really struggling with their spiritual life and wondering if they were doing what God wanted them to do in their life. And he had an opportunity to be with Mother Teresa in Calcutta, and he couldn't wait for this time he was going to have with this devoted follower of Jesus Christ. And when he was with Mother Teresa, he knew exactly the question he was going to ask her. And he asked her, you know what, I've really been struggling with whether I'm really following the Lord or not. Am I doing the right things? You know, what does it mean to really be more devoted to him? And Mother Teresa, in her simplicity and in her soaring, said to him, well, as long as you're spending about an hour of the day in devotion to our Lord and you don't do anything that you know to be wrong, you should be fine. Kind of a tall order for some of us. But you see, there's a wisdom in that. There's a simplicity in that. There's an invitation in that to soar with the Lord. There's also a promise that we shall run and not grow weary, because in waiting on the Lord, our heart has been invigorated, our faith has been confirmed, and our affections deepened toward God. Trials can now be overcome with a sense of spiritual direction and power. So you see, even in our lives, maybe when we're not soaring, but we have a lot going on, there's a running to our lives, there's a busyness to it. Even in the midst of that, there is a promise that we shall run in such a way that we will not grow weary, and that we will actually be empowered in our running and our ability to do things. There will be a grace about it. There will be an anointing about it. And you see, that's why this daily devotion to God is so important, because it recharges your spiritual batteries. So grateful that you're here when you come to worship on the weekend. But again, as you leave here, realize it's not an ending. It is not just the fulfillment of your Sunday obligation and worship of God, but it is a beginning. It is a beginning of a devotion to the Lord each day through the week, that you might run and not grow weary. Finally, the promise is that we will walk and not faint in the toilsome duties of life, embracing our lot with faith and patience in the daily routine, which means we will be empowered in our daily life. And let's be honest, sometimes our daily routine can be very boring. We just kind of go through it without even thinking about it. But as you and I are connected to our Lord and connected to one another in a way that is empowering and full of His grace, we can even go about our daily routines in a way that is inspired, that is blessed, and a grace to everybody that is around us. Brother Lawrence, in practicing the presence of God, discovered this reality that as he continually practiced God's presence, and that was simply acknowledging that God was with him wherever he went, and simply acknowledging the Lord's presence and giving him thanks, he found that God even gave him grace in his kitchen duties. And like Brother Lawrence, we get tired of being in the kitchen. We don't want to cook in the kitchen. We don't want to clean up the dishes anymore. But what Brother Lawrence found is that in the monastery, as he practiced the presence of God, even those daily, mundane, boring, I don't want to do it anymore routines, there was a blessing upon them. There was a grace upon them. It wasn't so much about going through the routine of life. It was about being in the presence of the Lord and just offering up what you were doing to him in that moment in the most sublime and wonderful way. And so you see, as we look at this scripture, it's interesting to me that wherever we might find ourselves in our lives, whether we are soaring like the eagle, caught up in the presence of God, no longer earthbound, going about the storms of our life and enjoying those moments of worship and praise and losing sense of all time, or whether we're running about our daily life and we're busy with a lot of different things that are going on, or whether we're just walking through the daily mundane routines of life, God's Spirit can be present to us, and we can do it with a sense of energy and with a sense of grace. You know, what it means to be renewed in your strength with the Lord, what it means to be soaring with Him and running with Him and walking with Him, is simply to be at peace. It's to be filled with His joy. It's to have a sense of His presence and His love and His healing grace with you and those that are around you. It's really not really that complicated, but there is an incredible sense of Him being with you and you being with Him. Just like you have here on Sunday morning, sometimes in a very special way, God is inviting you to have that experience each moment of your life throughout the rest of the week. And that's the invitation. I think another part of this invitation here that I was sharing about last week is so many of us in our lives are so busy and there's so much going on that we're running on empty. You are running on empty. You're burned out. And some of the signs of that are you're despairing, you're depressed, you don't want to do that next thing that used to be so simple and easy to do. You're approaching it with a spirit of exhaustion and being burned out, and you don't want to do it anymore. You're having trouble getting up in the morning or maybe going to sleep at night because you're worrying about all so many different things. And that's because you're living your life from a place of emptiness, from a place of being exhausted, from a place of being burned out with the people in your life and with the things in your life. Remember, that's what we saw in Elijah last week. Elijah had run from Jezebel. He was burned out. He was depressed. He was struggling. He ran as far as he could for days into the desert, and then he collapsed exhausted. And he said to God, God, I'm depressed and I want to die. I imagine if the Lord responded to him in that moment, of course you're depressed and you want to die. Look at what you just did. But God was merciful in his presence. He didn't do that. He rather sent an angel to give him some hot bread and some cool water and told him to rest, told him to renew his strength, told him to be strengthened in that rest and waiting upon him. And then Elijah was able to travel 40 more days to Mount Sinai where God would speak to him. He was reinvigorated. He was energized. He was anointed afresh. He was full of energy. He was like the Energizer Bunny. From that point on, it's like God put a new set of batteries in that guy, and he kept on going. And you know, that's how we're called to live our life, with a sense of energy, with a sense of grace, with a sense of God's power and anointing in the Holy Spirit. What would soaring look like in your life? Freeing, effortless, natural, directed by the wind, enjoying life, rising above the storms that are around you, seeing things from above rather than on the ground, having a whole new perspective about what's going on in your life and the lives of those around you and in this world, beginning to soar and have God's perspective about things in terms of what is going on. That's what that would look like. And it would feel good to you. You'd be happy soaring because that's who God made you to be. What would it be like for you and me to experience the promise of running and not be weary, of walking and not fainting? You know, some of you have days like me where you've been so busy, you kind of just keep on going and you don't know where you're going to have a chance to take a break. But one of the things I'm learning is that when you have a chance to take a break, take a break. Take a break. It might be 10 or 15 minutes. What is that? That power nap thing, right? I have what I call a power quiet time. Sometimes it's a power quiet time and a nap. You know, it just kind of works out that way depending on what's going on. But you need those. And you know what? We're at the age where we can have that nap in the afternoon, and it's like, oh, they're older. They need that. That's a good thing. Do it. I'm going for it. And you know what? There are moments in my life where I've been running so much and there's been so much going on that I feel like God's saying to me, you know what, Joe? Take a break. Don't look at the computer. Don't watch TV. Don't go for a walk around the block. Sit down and just be still and be before me. 20 minutes later, I'm renewed. I'm ready to do whatever else I need to do in the evening or whatever. But it's taking that time to wait and to be still and be renewed. In Holy Spirit energy, we need the energy of the Holy Spirit in our lives. This is a real force. It's the greatest source of energy in the universe, is the Holy Spirit. That's the greatest source of energy in the entire universe. And guess what? The Holy Spirit's inside of you. You have more energy than a nuclear reactor. You could put all the nuclear reactors in the world all together, and as much energy as they have, you have more energy because you're a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're just not tapping into it. Tap into it. Live your life with vibrancy, empowered in your touch, anointed by God's grace, and living into the fullness of the Holy Spirit energy that is within you. Do you want that? We're going to pray for that in just a moment. You can have that because God has called you to soar. God has called you to soar. Wherever you are right now in your life, whatever situation you're facing, whatever's going on in your relationships, whatever circumstances are before you, remember, the eagle uses the winds of the storm to soar higher. And it's just learning how to do that. And it's time for you and me to learn how to do that. To use the winds of the storm to soar higher in God, that we might gain his perspective on the storm and have his victory in what is going on. In closing, there was a farmer who was doing a hike up in the mountains, and he found an eagle egg as he was hiking along. And he brought it back with him, and he placed it with the chickens in his coop. The young eagle was raised like a chicken. It strutted like a chicken, sad, ate like a chicken, and flew like a chicken. Yeah, I get that. We had a chicken coop on our farm, so I know I have this image of this is like, wow. Yeah. But you know, as the eagle grew, as it grew up, it noticed the soaring birds above. And for some reason, deep in its spirit, it wanted to soar just like those birds. It made various attempts to do so, often failing, and then it took its time watching those soaring birds as they flew off from the ground with a kill, or as they launched off from a tree and began to soar. And so the eagle began to imitate what those soaring birds did. And again, the eagle tried and tried until one day that eagle began to soar as God created that eagle to do. Some of you have been living in the chicken coop. I'm not asking for a show of hands. I'm not going to do that. But some of you have been living in the chicken coop. It's okay if you're a chicken, but it's not good if you're an eagle. It is not good. You do not belong there. You do not belong in the chicken coop. You belong in the skies soaring. And so let's take a moment to pray as we come before the Lord and embrace this scripture today. Cut it out of your bulletin. Put it in your Bible or your devotional, alongside of your fridge, in your bathroom, wherever you're going to be looking at it, Isaiah 40, 31. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Memorize that verse. Make it a part of your heart. Let this be your verse for the year, that you might enter more fully into God's call in your life, and like that eagle, launch out from the chicken coop. Launch out and start soaring in the skies that God has called you to. Let us